Yep, it seems to be going. Hannah McCulloch, Policy and Parliamentary Officer for CPAG. What the figures really tell us are which areas in Scotland where people face the biggest difficulties in terms of low income, unemployment, poor housing, poor public transport and that kind of thing. And they order areas in Scotland by their position in terms of these things. So what they tell us is that the order areas are in rather than necessarily telling us whether things have got better or worse overall. But they certainly highlight where there's a need to act locally to involve the community and develop infrastructure to try and improve the quality of people's lives. So by improving transport links, investing in affordable housing, making sure public services are accessible and that there aren't any cost barriers to them. But at the same time, it's important to remember that 2/3 of people who live in poverty in Scotland don't live in deprived areas. So as well as focusing on these small areas where there's ingrained problems, we also need to take a national approach and invest at national level to try and eradicate poverty by improving employment opportunities and investing in social security nationally. Eradicating poverty and reducing deprivation certainly is a long-term challenge, but at the same time, I don't think we can turn a blind eye to the fact that there are things that can be done more or less immediately to help eradicate poverty and tackle deprivation. We know, for instance, there are new powers coming to Scotland over social security. That provides a real opportunity to invest in benefits to top up people's incomes, and that in turn has a knock-on effect on the communities that they live in, where they can have money in their pocket to spend, and that in turn helps to tackle deprivation. But it is a long-term project, but we need to be aware of what can be done here and now to make a difference to people's lives. One of the key things that can be done is investing in social security. That's a key way to get money into people's pockets directly and immediately. The Scottish Government, for instance, will have the power to top up benefits. So we've been calling for additional £5 to be invested per week in child benefit to help make sure families aren't living in poverty. There are also things locally that can be done in making sure that transport is affordable, for instance, can make a difference in terms of how accessible employment is for people, how accessible public services are for people. So there are a range of things that can be done in the short term. I don't think they take away from the main issue. I think they are important figures and they really do help to identify areas where there is a need for additional investment and for communities to be involved in trying to work out what the problems are. But at the same time, those figures have to be considered alongside wider national figures, like the fact that 1 in 5 children across Scotland are living in poverty. And a lot of those children aren't in areas that are considered to be areas of multiple deprivation. I think the areas that are covered are probably the right ones. But again, this is one of a suite of measures, I suppose, that we need to look at. It serves a purpose in terms of identifying areas where these issues are a problem. But we need to keep gathering information, again, about levels of poverty, depth of poverty, and that kind of thing. But they're certainly a good starting point for understanding where there's a need for further investment. I think, the issue of poverty is essentially one of people not having enough money, and that can have serious impacts on wider parts of their life. For children growing up in poverty, for instance, we know they're more likely to have ill health later in life. They're more likely to not achieve as well in terms of educational attainment. So money is a big part of it, and it can have a knock-on effect on other issues. But there's certainly a need to consider what else can be done, and part of that will be about speaking to people who are living in poverty and talking to them about what are the real barriers that they face from day to day, and taking that as the starting point in terms of what else needs to be done. Well, we know child poverty, for instance, is likely to increase quite significantly in the coming years. The IFS have stated that they think child poverty in Scotland alone will increase by up to 100,000 by 2020. So that's going to have a huge impact, not only on these figures, but on the health and well-being of children in Scotland. And a lot of that is a result of social security cuts that are happening at UK level. But that's not to say that a lot can't be done in Scotland to tackle the problem, particularly given the social security powers that are coming to Scotland over the next few years. Well, we know that children growing up in poverty, and particularly those in deprived areas, are more likely to experience ill health and poor mental health as they grow up and into adulthood. They're less likely to achieve the same level of attainment at school as their peers from better off backgrounds. So it makes a real difference to health and well-being, both now and in the future, in these areas of deprivation. No, I don't think so. I think that's fairly exhaustive. No problem.